Good mythical morning, America. This is Great Songs for Dads, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio. My name is Henry.
I'm Good Mythical Morning.
And together we are...
Good Mythical Morning.
Okay, yep. Great Mythical Morning
great
for Dads.
Great Mythical Morning for Dads, specifically.
So there's two themes happening right now. Henry and I have only talked about one. So Henry, do you want to announce the first theme of our radio show today?
Oh, yeah. So the first theme of the radio show, you know, we want to go back to our roots, back to where it all began with us. You know, always the biopic of, like, how the band got together. And, you know, we're great songs for dads. And so I came back recently from a very hard, arduous Amtrak back home.
More like an Amtrek, because it was such
difficult. And I was like, you know what? This will be a bunch of great songs for dads this time. So it's a bunch of songs that we put in that we think that we know our dads like and that we think our dads will like.
We have dads and only dads in mind for this entire show. And hey, if you're a listener right now, you're a dad too.
Yeah, you're a dad.
Mazel tov, you're a dad.
You're
a father.
Dad.
You're a father.
Oh, my boy, beautiful boy.
You make this song. You write this song.
You write this song. You're a Klieg de Welt of a dad. It's wonderful to see you again. Oh, your son is so beautiful.
So, we have one theme being dads. The other is, and this isn't even ironic, seemingly religion. A lot of our songs have ties to religious tropes, and the ones that don't, it'll be your job to figure out how they tie.
I mean,
none don't. They all do somehow. Just so think about it. As it goes through, consider your relationship with God, your relationship with spirituality, and think about how the dad music itself really connects you to
your father.
To your father. And, you know, of course, father or God is symbolic for father. We have
God
a patriarchy.
Patriarchy, symbolic order.
You go up further to God, who is represented as a man in the Bible.
Yeah.
The dad to end all dads. So religion,
you know,
dad, it all connects.
Big Poppy, as they call him.
BP.
Yeah, BP. You know when you're reading your Haftorah portion and...
The mention,
like,
of BP.
Yeah, Baruch Atah, Big Poppy.
So true. So our
so
first
true,
song,
so real.
Our first song for dads and the dad to end all dads being God is Sunday Morning by the Velvet Underground.
God is
with
a
Nico.
Huge Velvet Underground fan. He loves Lou Reed, guys.
God leads the Velvet Underground.
Yeah, Moses went up to God and he was like, give me the Ten Commandments. And God was like, bro, you gotta listen to Lou Reed, dude. Like, this guy, he knows what's up.
Bro, you know that friggin' album with the banana on it, the yellow guy, the banana one with Nico's album on it as well.
Crazy, bro.
Anyway, Sunday Morning, we're gonna take you to church. What ox is this? Okay. Enjoy.
That's the sound of the computer.
Sunday morning brings the dawn in. It's just a restless feeling by my side. Early dawning, Sunday morning. It's just the wasted years so close behind. Watch out, the world's behind you. There's always someone around you who will call. It's nothing at all. Sunday morning, and I'm falling. I've got a feeling I don't want to know. not so long ago. Watch out, the world's behind you. There's always someone around you who will come. It's nothing at all.
Trying to get some sleep, but these motel walls are cheap. Lincoln Duncan is my name, and here's my song. Here's my song. My father was a fisherman, my mama was a fisherman's friend, and I was born in the boredom and the chowder. So when I reached my prime, I left my home in the Maritimes, headed down the turnpike for New England, sweet New England. Holes in the knees of my jeans. I was left without a penny in my pocket. Ooh-wee, I was about destitute as a kid could be, and I wished I wore a ring so I could hawk it. I'd like to hawk it. A young girl in a parking lot was preaching to a crowd, singing sacred songs and reading from the Bible. Well, I told her I was lost, and she told me all about the Pentecost, and I seen that girl as the road to my survival. Just later on, the very same night, when I crept to her tent with a flashlight, and my long years of innocence ended. Well, she took me to the woods, saying, here comes something and I feel so good. And just like a dog, I was befriended. I was befriended. Oh, oh, what a night. Oh, what a garden of delight. Even now that sweet memory lingers. I was playing my guitar, lying underneath the stars, just thanking the Lord for my fingers, for my fingers. Thank you.
So, did you turn on the right mic? Technical difficulties. Oh, there we go. Yes, yeah, so you just heard Duncan by Paul Simon off of his self-titled album, Paul Simon.
That's so meta.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's so meta of him. As Daniela observed, everybody's sounding a little bit like Bob Dylan.
Yeah, I don't know. Something about, we had Mr. Velvet Underground, Mr. Simon. Everyone sounded a bit Dylan-ish.
Yeah.
Which can lead you to conclude that when we're talking about God,
Bob Dylan.
Bob Dylan is probably
either God or the son of God.
Yeah. Or maybe like his grandson. Did Jesus have kids? I don't know. We're not educated.
Son of Jesus.
Bob Dylan, S.O.J.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
How many people are we offending people? Jesus. I'm like, are we dropping listeners? We're not dropping listeners. That means all
this
theoretically
is
30
this
of
is
you.
This is gospel. You guys agree, agree with everything with that we're saying.
We preach truth.
We only preach the truth, you guys. Yeah, my dad, my father, Bob Dylan Stan, humongous Dylan head, but also appreciates Paul Simon. I grew up listening to very select, only the hits, and so I was like, why not put in a sleeper hit with some nice little pan flutes?
A beautiful song.
And that's exactly what I did. Shout out to New England, where we are, because that was in the song. He mentioned New England.
Every time an artist references literally any part of anywhere, just like any place, I'm like, wow, what a deep song. They'll be like, Georgia, and I'm like, oh, wow. You really touched something
Phoebe
in
Bridgers
me.
Bridgers moment.
I didn't even mean to do that, but it was Georgia.
I love your song.
Oh, son, shout out family units, shout out dads.
Shout out dads, okay.
The next song, please let us know how you think it connects to religion, is called Losing My Religion by R.E.M. It's been constantly going through my head for the past couple of days. I'm sorry if you know me in real life. And you've heard me singing this constantly.
Shiny, happy people, something.
Yep, that's the one.
Shiny, that's the REM song, guys. It's the REM song coming up.
This is that one.
Shiny,
so do expect
happy
it.
REM song.
was just a dream. That was just a dream. That's me in the corner. That's me in the spotlight. Losing my religion. Trying to keep up you. And I don't know if I can do it. Oh no, I've said too much. I haven't said.
Miracles and crosses, miracles and crosses.
Miracles indeed, Henry, wouldn't you say?
I would say so.
Was your volume too loud? What just happened
yeah,
there?
Yeah, the volume on my headphones is like super loud. I think, is this it? No, wait, start talking.
Hello, hello. No, you're doing mine. You're doing mine. God, where's my volume? I can tell a joke in the meantime. Have you guys ever heard of... Have you ever seen the rain? Knock knock, who's there? Okay, I fixed my volume.
I'm back. Friend of the show, you just heard friend of the show, good friend of the show, Alex G, off of his new album, God Save the Animals. This is Miracles. It's probably the most, like, straightforward...
the song that makes the most sense on this?
Yeah, it's the most straightforward and most, like, traditional sort of, like, hesitant to say folk, but I'm gonna say folk ballad. I put it in because I wanted to put in a song from this album and a song that my dad would like. I could have put in one of his, like, weird, high-pitched child auto-tuned things.
Which, like, you kind of listen to Alex G for the weird, high-pitched child things, yeah. But these songs are still good.
Yeah, still good. You know, Miracles and Crosses, Losing My Religion, Paul Simon.
Yeah, and Just You Wait. There's more.
Just You Wait.
Alex G, the father of the show. I mean, there are so many ties here.
Yeah, exactly. Alex G, our collective father.
Yeah. And then, of course, our grandfather.
Bob Dylan.
And, of course, our great-grandfather, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, exactly.
Just kind of goes
up. My dad might be my father, but Alex G sure is my daddy.
Yeah, that's what they say.
That is what they say.
So I'm going to swallow my pride and plug the Torn Ticket 24-hour musical. They need auditionees. Go audition. It's going to be super cool. I don't know what it is. I think that the whole catch is you don't know what it is until you get there. Then you have 24 hours to, like, put on a show. And it's actually a very, very cool and cute concept. And I can't do it because you guys have heard me sing on radio, and that shouldn't be me up there. But if any of you are musical and have any inclination... It just seems like a very, very cool event. Torn Ticket, 24-hour musical.
Specifically, my parents, who don't go to Tufts, we're talking to you. Mom and Dad, I think you guys would be great. Also, my brother and sister, if you're listening, I think you guys would also be great for this. Just come to campus and say you're me.
And to clarify, when I say swallow my pride, that's not about the musical, because that's awesome. It's about plugging things. This is not a show of propaganda.
I am a shill.
I'm just a cog in the capitalist system. I get paid to plug.
Oh guys, I love sipping. I love drinking this.
What are you drinking?
Oh.
Is it?
Oh my God, new Coke. Oh,
Coca-Cola. So bubbly and
it's so
cold.
Bubbly and sweet, and it tastes so good. It tastes.
Do you know what it tastes like? The Torn Ticket 24-hour musical.
Exactly. It tastes exactly like that.
Do audition.
It tastes exactly like Broken Social Scene's anthem for a 17-year-old girl.
Oh, you've heard a straightforward song by Alex G called Miracles. Get ready for a really not straightforward song that'll confuse you.
Used to be one of the rotten ones, and I liked you for that. Used to be one of the rotten ones, and liked you for that. Used to be one of the rotten ones, and liked you for that. Now you're all gone, got your makeup on, and you're not coming back. Can't you come back? Used to be one of the rotten ones, and liked you for that. Used to be one of the rotten ones, and liked you for that. Used to be one of the rotten ones, and I liked you for that. Now you're all gone, got your makeup on, and you're not coming back. Bleaching your teeth, smiling, flesh, talking trash under your breath. Bleaching your teeth, smiling, flesh, talking trash under your breath. Bleaching your teeth, smiling, flesh, talking trash under your breath. Smiling.
Cha-cha, bambina. No signs of injustice. Cha-cha, bambina. My Christian heart cannot withstand the thundering arena. I see you when the violence ends. For now, cha-cha, bambina.
To an extent, yeah.
Stars shining bright above you. Night breezes seem to whisper, I love you. Birds singing in the sycamore tree. Dream a little dream of me. Say nighty night and kiss me. Just hold me tight and tell me you'll miss me. While I'm alone and blue as can be, dream a little dream of me.
Stars fading, but I linger on, dear.
Oh, how you linger on.
Still craving your kiss.
How you crave my kiss.
Now I'm longing to linger till dawn, dear. Just saying this.
Give me a little kiss, sweet dreams, till sunbeams find you. Sweet dreams that leave all worry behind you. But in your dreams, whatever they be, dream a little dream of me.
Buzz, 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 buzz,
buzz,
fading, but I linger on, dear. Still craving your kiss. Yeah, I'm longing to linger till dawn, dear. Just saying this. Sweet dreams, dreaming.
Till something's fine, you keep dreaming.
Gotta keep dreaming.
Leave the worries behind you.
And while you're at it, do dream a little dream of me. Thanks for coming. Anyway, you just heard a few songs. The first one was...
Bambina.
Is that... Have we spoken since Anthems? No. I think you heard Anthems, which is a very silly song, and there's a lot happening. And they kind of like... My dad showed me the song over the summer, Broken Social Scene, and his favorite comment is that there's just harmonies that no one's putting thought into. So it's like really unscripted... incorrect harmonies happening through all of it, and you're just like, yeah, that sounds like what should be here. Next tenor you're gonna talk about,
yes, Bambina. and then we listen to Bambina. This is off of Vampire Weekend's Father of the Bride, after their like really long hiatus when Ezra Koenig, I think, is the guy.
I
keep mixing him up with Ezra Miller, who is canceled. Ezra Miller canceled.
Cancel him.
He's
being watched. Cancel him.
And yeah, that's just like really fast-paced, silly song. Like you got that uneven, like clapping percussion going on in there. Very fast, very fun. And then after that, we got some
Ella and Louis. It was Dream a Little Dream of Me. I thought we'd throw in some real music for you guys amidst the Alex G and R.E.M.
Amidst just the sea of absolute, like, nothing trash, just
the
horrible.
The trash we put into your brain.
The substanceless, horrible,
like,
trash.
Oh, let's
that
give
we
in some music that
to.
People consider music.
Exactly, because we just listen to sounds and garbage and noise.
Sounds and garbage and a little bit of noise.
And we just listen to the firearm safety PSA.
Due to our status as a... community-oriented radio station, we have some community-oriented things for you, and here's a PSA that Henry will read.
There are four rules of gun safety.
Four.
No matter how you feel about current gun laws, everybody should know the most critical rules about handling any firearm.
Fire.
Rule zero.
Arms.
All guns are always zero. Loaded. Rule one, never point a gun at anything you were not willing to destroy.
Destroy. What is someone willing to destroy?
Destroy?
Destroyer.
Don't point your gun at anything you don't want to destroy.
Zero.
Rule two.
One.
Keep your finger off the trigger until your sights are on target and you have made the decision to shoot.
To destroy.
You have made the decision to destroy. Rule three, be sure of your target and what is beyond it. A public safety message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
I think it's stupid. They say the four rules of gun safety, but then they literally go to rule number three because they start at rule zero.
That's like how you do it in computer science. I know very few of you will catch that reference, but if you do, that should have made you happy.
To all our comp sci listeners out there.
Ooh, I'm in on the joke.
Ha,
I'm in on the
nerd.
Joke.
Ha,
wow.
Ha, nerd. Ha, ha. Get loser.
Mom, guess what? They made a joke about indexing in computer science
loser
on radio
plus
today.
Comp sci
I get
major
it.
Plus doesn't go outside
joke.
Plus ratio plus can't talk to women.
Those guys
or guys
are majoring
or non-binary
and
people.
Making a lot of money, Henry. So
they can't talk to
you
anybody.
Watch yourself, dude.
Yeah.
Okay, we can go into the next song.
Yes, coming up next.
Some more King Gizzy Wizzy Wizzy.
Yes, some King Gizzy and the Lizzy Wizzy. This is off of their album Butterfly 3000 that they released over COVID. They decided to do a synth pop style album because it was conducive to remote recording, but it still has that like typical King Gizzard like funny microtonal chord progressions and just like weird sounds. Stew, the lead guy, he's like doing like weird falsettos for a lot of it. I think that it's a very happy, very silly, fun song. I think that Butterfly 3000 is probably one of the most beginner friendly albums of King Gizzy and the Lizzy Wizzy. And I'm hoping that I can get my dad giz-pilled.
You know, Henry, I made the mistake a couple of weeks ago when I was in Vermont with some friends and we were out to eat and I complimented the waitress's King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard shirt. I just complimented it and she wouldn't stop talking to me.
About King Gizzard.
About she would keep coming over back to the table and bring up, but what are your thoughts on this album? I'm like, dude...
Bro,
I really
look,
don't know.
What are your thoughts on Nonagon Infinity? It's a never-ending, repeating album. Like, you need to know. they released Omnium Gatherum, but now they're releasing.
No, I'm not trying to be someone I'm not. I know them a little bit, and I like what I know. But like, oh please, save me. Anyway,
here's and you didn't the give them my number.
I should have just done that.
Unbelievable.
Hey, I was getting attention. Let me get attention.
Well, I've seen the battle and I've seen the war, And the life in here is the life I've been told. Yeah, I've seen the battle and I've seen the war. And the life out here is the life I've been sold. They say there's a passing, we're all stand to judge. But the devil's waiting with Christ like a son. When the look comes your way, best say it was I. For the reasons you hold, give reasons to die. The calling's impatient when cause never won. But the last one to say it may last through the flood. Well, I've seen the battle and I've seen the war. And the life in here is the life I've been sold. Yeah, I've seen the battle and I've seen the war. And the life out here is the life I've been told.
We should look out further. I guess it wouldn't hurt us. We don't have to be around all these coffee shops. Now we got that percolator. Never made a latte greater. I'm saving $23 a week. Drive to a house in Preston. We see police arresting a man with his hand in a bag. How's that for first impressions? This place seems depressing. It's a Californian bungalow in a cul-de-sac. To park in, or a lot of room for storage if you've just got one. And it's going pretty cheap, you say. Well, it's a deceased estate. Aren't the pressed metal ceilings great? Then I see the handrail in the shower, a collection of those canisters. Coffee, tea and flour, and a photo of a young man in a van in Vietnam. And I can't think south or north, and I wonder what she bought it for.
So, you just heard, what did we just hear?
A few
hear?
Songs. We started with Shanghai.
Shanghai by King Gizzy and the Lizzy Wizzy.
And then we went into Devil's Waitin' by the Black Rebel Motorcycle Club, which again is a song directly inspired from my father, Jeff. Shout out, Jeff.
Shout out to Jeff.
That was the one, if you were listening and you're like, what is this? And it's kind of like a country guy with an acoustic guitar talking about the devil. And, like, I think it's his time in prison. I think there's something happening there with that. And you're just like, I'm with you. I feel for you, man. But I think it's a really pretty song, nonetheless. It's different.
College is a prison. And
one must imagine.
And the devil is Dewick McPhee Dining Hall.
And Dewick waits.
Yeah, Dewick waits. And then after that, you just heard Depressed by Courtney Barnett.
It's funny because it sounds like depression, but it doesn't.
Yes, exactly. It's
about, why it's funny.
It's about buying a house. And this is, I think it's a dad-friendly song. Shout out to my dad, James. He does not
shout
listen.
Shout out, James.
Shout out, James. He does not listen to Courtney Barnett.
Dads love Courtney Barnett.
But dads love Courtney Barnett.
Studies show.
My evidence being my uncle is a Courtney Barnett stan. Shout out my Uncle Adam.
Shout out Uncle Adam. Our records do show that, in general, all dads do like Courtney Barnett.
Yeah, study show.
So I'm going to say something really new and creative. This is Great Songs for Dads, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio.
Never been thought before, never been said before. Groundbreaking.
Something cool about linguistics is you can always come up with new sentences. Fight me on that one. I spent like a friggin' whole philosophy class talking about whether you can or cannot do that.
Are dog and cat the same word?
Doja cat.
Yeah.
Doja cat. Okay, so we're gonna honestly maybe actually finish out our set list. Setlist, is that what this is called? Or Q. Yeah. Next up is Bathroom Light by Mountjoy, just off their newer album, Orange Blood. It's super pretty. It's a really sweet song. And then, if we have time, we're going to finish with...
Ooh, Baby Baby by Smokey Robinson. I was driven to and from the dentist all the time to this song.
So niche. Thank you guys, as always, for listening. We hope you have a wonderful rest of your day and enjoy the rest of our songs.
Shout out to our dads.
Shout out, dads. We love the dads.
We love dads.
Find me a lane to drive. In a Halloween costume, I'm an astronaut without you. We're twisting our way to the back of the bar. You're locking the door, falling into the stars. Down to you truly, you're breaking the rules just for me. What a life under big stars and a good woman in charge. Got me falling in, got me falling in hard. Moments we can't fake. Yes, the angels never leak the expiration days. So come on, baby, let's do this right. I think I like falling in love in the bar bedroom light. I won't question it.
To be a dad, this is what they had to say.
A father is always present. I mean, what real father figure can you have if they're not there?
In order to be a good dad, you need to love your son. You need to put gas in your car so you don't break down in the middle of nowhere. And you need to make them breakfast. Yep.
I mean, just to maybe play like a board game with me, or to just stay home and play some video games with me. Just to do like that one little thing is what I really look forward to.
I'm not asking him to be a perfect dad, but he should try.
He's just a constant force in my life.
There's no other type of love like a dad's love, because it's not comparable to anything else.
Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.